It's 8:56 and 4 degrees above zero right now, and it's time to check in on the commodity markets on this Monday. We bring in Aaron Curtis from Midco in Bloomington, Illinois. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Brian. We're starting out with mostly weaker prices led by soybeans. Saw some rain in Argentina, which had been a little bit on the dry side, so the market was watching that rainfall forecast fairly closely as we headed towards the weekend. Got some rain in Argentina, expecting maybe some chances here for some more here as the week goes on. So beans under a little bit of pressure, helping pull corn and wheat with it here this morning. Corn and wheat a little bit on the quieter side. Not much going there with some pretty tight ranges that we've seen so far. March corn is 354 and a quarter. That's down 2 cents. May corn at 361, down 2. July corn 368 and a half, also down 2. D17 at 384 and a half, down 2 cents. January soybeans 1028 and a half, down 8 and 1 quarter. March soybeans at 1038 and a quarter, down 8 and 1 half. May soybeans at 1046 and a quarter, that's down 8 cents. November 17 beans at 1014 and 3 quarters, down 5. January bean oil 3652, down 22. March bean oil 3680, down 23. January meal at 314.30, down 280. March meal at 318.70, down 270. March Chicago wheat at 408, down 1 1/4. May Chicago wheat at 420 1/4, down 1 1/2. In July, Chicago wheat at 433 3/4. That's down a penny. Livestock markets are mostly lower here. D's cattle at 111.67, down 65. Feb cattle 114.92, down 42. Jan feeders 129.40, that's down 50. March feeders at 125.70, down 60. Feb hogs at 64.42, down 27. April hogs at 68 even, down 30. As far as news today, export inspections out at 10. That's really the only feature here today. The outside markets are pretty quiet. Equity markets are up just a touch. The dollar, which has been closely scrutinized here over the last couple weeks, is unchanged. Crude oil down just slightly here. So as the week goes on, we will have a shortened week. Market does close a little early on Friday. Most of the fundamental news is going to be about the South American weather, Brian. And of course, we continue to watch this holiday trade, expecting things to be a little thinner, which could exaggerate some of the trading ranges here over the next couple weeks. Otherwise, a little lower here to start the week, Brian.
All right, Aaron, thanks a lot for that update.
Yep, have a great day.
You too. Bye. Curtis with Midco over in Bloomington, Illinois. And let's take a look at your forecast. Sunny skies expected today. A high of 17 degrees. Winds out of the south up to 10 miles per hour. Wind chill readings as cold as 12 below this morning. Those should moderate just a bit as the day goes along. Not quite as cold tonight. Clear skies with a low of 9 above. Sunny and warmer for tomorrow with a high of 33 degrees. We may actually see a little bit of melting with that sunshine and temperatures above the freezing mark. Current conditions right now in our listening area, we're getting up to and just above the 0-degree mark through most locations. Gibson City and Bloomington still checking in at 1 below zero. 0 degrees right now in Decatur, Danville, and Monticello. Also 0 degrees in Tuscola, 2 degrees in Charleston and Mattoon. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana, 5 degrees at 9 o'clock.